The album, how long has it taken you to put the album together?
Writing took a little bit longer than usual, mainly just because I was crazy busy with other stuff that was going on, so I didn't have loads of time to sit down and finish it as quickly as I would have liked to. I think the recording pretty much, this was recorded outdoors, practically live, as close to as I could get. Sort of, it's a studio album, but it's recorded outside because that's where I first started playing guitar. So I wanted to capture the sounds of the birds, which you'll hear on the album.
Yeah.
If anybody picks up a copy. So the tracks were recorded pretty much in a day, or 2 days, give or take.
Yeah.
And the ambient sound is all sort of within that. And then mixing and mastering, it took a little bit longer just because the guy I was working with, he was crazy busy too. So it was just sort of, you know, keeping it going as we can. I mean, I suppose I'm pretty lucky in the sense that the guy I work with is so good. His name's Emmy. Emmy Rizzi. I've done a lot of my stuff with him, pretty much everything, and he's so good that he kind of knows what I'm going for and he knows where I'm going with stuff.
Yeah.
So there's not too much conversation that has to happen. He kind of can read from what's probably not very well worded email what I mean, and he just gets it. But this is the first time I've actually got lost in my own recording because of all the ambient sound. I mean, I had to listen to it when he sent the final full track listing through, and I listened to it from start to finish for the first time. I had to listen to it twice, not by choice, just because I'd stopped listening to bits and just was zoning in and out, because I was picking up on other bits that I didn't know I'd got in the recording, or, you know, trying to see if I had got them in. And yeah, this is the first time I've ever listened to a recording and got lost in my own, because I don't normally like listening back to myself, like most people don't.
Doing music full time now, or are you still balancing it up with
your
job?
No, still balancing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've taken this month off. I'm lucky. I work for a really good company.
Yeah.
And it's family run, and they have got a history of hiring musicians, and they know what we're up to. They know what I'm doing. And I mean, this goes to show how nice they are. I've never worked for anybody this nice. I've took this whole month off to go and tour. It's family run business, and his daughter's pregnant, so she is off.
Yeah.
So that left two of them. They've pulled an extra guy in, and after a week of touring, I got a phone call from my boss to congratulate me on how well I was doing. Because he'd been online to check out all the stuff and see what was going on, and, you know, and never get that anywhere else. So yeah, everybody's saying that, you know, you want to get over here, you want to get over there. I mean, I'd love to go and do Europe. I'd love to go and do America.
Yeah.
I'll play anywhere that'll take me, really. You know, I'm not too fussy. I'm happy to go and say yes to the experience and live it. You know, try and see if we can get over to Europe and maybe do, you know, France and the Netherlands and Germany. The only thing that we found that is sort of, you know, there's a lot of places, especially when we were looking abroad, there's a lot of places that, you know, they run through agents. And if you're not running through their agent, and there's quite a few places in the UK that are doing that now as well, and if you're not running through their agent's books and you're not running through that, then they're less likely to book you. So that's the only thing that we've come across.
What's your favourite song on the album and why?
I don't know. I think it's a split because it changes all the time. I'm quite happy with quite a lot of them, and even some that I weren't sure how they were going to come out, because you know, you go into recording it, and I'm recording it outside, and I have no idea if it's going to work on the album or not. But I mean, this is an album where in other people's opinion, I've taken risks, but I've just done what I wanted to do, essentially. So, you know, the album starts with a 9-minute track, which is, you know, not everybody's sort of thought of that, well, that's what you used to get in, but it's just what I thought would work, and you know, it's gone down well. Not everybody was into the birds or not, and I love that part of it. And there's the first time I've done an instrumental is on this album, and the first time I've done any spoken word stuff's on this album, and it's all been sort of like just trying to push myself a little bit and change it up. And you know, like the song I've just played, that's in open D. I've never played in open D before, and to be honest, I don't really know what I'm doing. But I wanted to try something. I'd found a tune in that was a bit different, something that I liked. I wanted to try out some stuff on that. So a few of them have made it on.
Yeah. So the album is called Benjamin Bassford.
Yeah.
And it is out now. It's benjaminbassford.com is the website. Oh, you're right there, Davis.
I told you, we're just here to wreck the joint. Rock and roll lifestyle.
You had a great quote from Blues Magazine, which I've got here, which says, Benjamin has certainly put himself up there with the best. That must have been great to read that.
It was. It was a shock to read that.
Yeah.
I mean, that came out of the last EP, which was Songs from the Blue Door.
Yeah.
To get that in writing from a magazine that was as big as it was sort of a pleasure for me.
Yeah.
Because you don't expect that.
Mm.
Especially not when you're sort of grassroots independent musician, you don't expect that. And then, you know, I've been fortunate enough that the reviews I've received so far from this album have been along the same lines.
Yeah.
You know, and to the extent that they're saying it's a outstanding follow-up from the EP, and they kind of love what I'm doing. And I mean, it's gone to the extent that some people have called it mastery. I wouldn't call it that, but...
I like the way you look at your dad. Your dad agrees, don't you, Dad?
No.
You're a fantastic musician. I know you've been in here a few times. Very, very talented. And if you want to get hold of the album, you can get it off your website.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You can't get it off the website yet.
Only physically at gigs, sorry.
You've got to come and get it at a show. If you want to come and get it, you can come and get it at a show. And it won't be up on the website until some point in the middle of next month.
Right.
So eventually you'll be able to buy it online, a hard copy, and I'll be able to post it to you. Or you can get a digital download or stream it on Spotify, all that nonsense.
Excellent. And he's got a great website with some fantastic pictures.
Thank you very much.
I love the pictures on there. Really classy.
Fortunate,
I'm gonna nick
again.
Those ideas. Except I won't be wearing a hat, obviously, but really lovely pictures. Who did the pictures on the website?
It's a mix. Some of them are ours.
Mm.
Some of them are by a guy called Mal Wicholo.
Yeah.
Who also did the cover for this album. Yep. He took the photo for that. And Halek Gura, who is a guy from Derby, he's taken quite a few as well, which are some beautiful photos. They're extremely talented. I'm fortunate enough, you know, to be put in front of people that are really good behind a camera and know how to shoot. So they make me look more exciting than I am.
Oh, no, you are a good looking. He's a good looking guy. Come on. I mean, most people can have a picture taken and they just look dog rough. I don't think that's ever going to happen to you, Ben.
No. I don't know. There's quite a few if you look on my laptop.
No, I don't think so. You've got definitely got good genes in the family. It's been lovely to see you. If you go to the website, it's all the W's, BenjaminBassford.com. And as Ben said, if you want to get a copy of the album, you will have to go along to a gig. And then the album will be out, physical copies you'll be able to buy from the website next month.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's been really a quick rushing in and out, but thanks for coming down. And then you're
going
to be off to Camden, off to London.